Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello, hi, welcome to Travel Advice Show. Hi, it's January 19th, 2007, and if you're looking for any travel advice in your next travels, join Chris and Jerry every Monday to get the ideas you need for your next trip. And I'm Chris and my co-host Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. Great day.
Oh, yeah. And Jerry, yeah, we have a special guest today, Sylvia Gonzalez. From Mexico City, and she's traveled quite extensively throughout Mexico and knows a lot of insight and can give a lot of advice about people traveling to Mexico. And welcome, Sylvia. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me in your show.
I am very excited.
I am very excited about talking about Mexico City.
All right.
Very good. Yeah, Mexico City is one of the largest cities in the world and one of the most interesting cities to visit.
And what's
your favorite part, Sylvia? What do you like to visit in Mexico City?
Or in Mexico City is the downtown. That's my favorite part because it's pretty historic. You can find buildings from the pre-Hispanic times, like ruins from the Aztecs, and you can find colonial buildings too and museums, and you have a lot of bars and a lot of places where you can go with your family or only with your friends, and it's pretty interesting, and you can walk everywhere and you will have a very fun time in downtown Mexico City.
I really like the Zona Rosa, and I think your Anthropological Museum is one of the best in definitely in Central America and South America.
Oh, yeah, and it's pretty big. If you go to this museum in particular, you have to plan the whole day to be there or to return in different days because it's pretty large. So you can spend, like, at least 2 or 3 days just going through the galleries. It's so big and so interesting that it's worth it to spend some time there.
And one of the things I really like about that museum is there's space. It's not wall-to-wall stuff. You have space around things so you can get a chance to really look at it.
Yeah.
Display and a ruin and a sculpture. And it's fabulous, isn't it? All the different jewelry they had and
Yeah, and they have reproductions of the pyramids and the tombs where they found, like, the kings with the offerings and everything. They have reproductions there, and it's pretty cool.
I also like the Folklorico Ballet de Mexico.
Oh.
In the theater.
Yeah. Did you go to the Centro de las Artes?
Yes.
Art center, and it's a white building from the 18th and 19th century where they have, like, plays and opera and the national ballet, folk ballet.
Yes, that's wonderful. The folk ballet is fantastic.
I've seen
them in Europe, and I've seen them in several places in America and in Australia. They're really fantastic. So if anybody goes to the city, they must see that.
Yes. And another interesting part in Mexico City, it's to visit the parks. We have like a huge city and everything is concrete. But we have one park, which is called Xochimilco.
It is,
it's in the south part of Mexico City. And you can go there and travel in the chinampas, which are like boats that float around in the lake. And you can have a very fun time there because you can have a mariachi playing for you in the boat. And also you can have food, like very typical food in there, and it's very cheap. And you can travel with your friends or make a party in the boats in the lake in Xochimilco. And the place is pretty green, and Mexico City has a warm weather. So So it's very good to go any time in the year because it's not too hot, it's not too cold. So it's a good idea to visit this park. It's called Xochimilco, and it's in the south part of the city.
Another part that I really love about Mexico City is the Teotihuacan, the pyramids, sort of out past the airport. It's huge, isn't it? The Pyramid of the Sun, the Pyramid of the Moon.
Exactly. And you know what? The good thing about Teotihuacan is that it's pretty close to the city. So
yeah.
if you travel to the city, it will take you like 45 minutes to get to Teotihuacan. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very cheap. You can travel in a bus, and it will cost you like around $3 to travel over there. And it's amazing place. It's one of the biggest places in Mexico City, like pre-Hispanic cities. And it's very interesting there.
And it's one of the largest in Mexico.
It is.
I know it ranks up like Chichen Itza out in the Yucatan and maybe Palenque.
Yes.
It's large, but it's beautifully preserved and restored.
Yeah.
It makes it great. Because a lot of Americans don't go to Mexico City very often. They end up going to Cancun or Acapulco or Guatemala or Baja California.
Baja.
Or Mazatlan or Puerto Vallarta. They just don't go to Mexico City as often as they should, because it's a great place to visit for at least 3 days and get good orientation.
And one of the problems, I think, is that people think about Mexico City as insecure place. But if you really want to go there and you stay in the touristic places, you will be safe. And if you take some little precautions, nothing will happen to you, and you will have a very fun time. That's a good place to visit because you have like hundreds of museums to visit, like Natural History Museum, Fine Art Museums, and traditional places where you can spend your time. The food is very cheap. The transportation is very cheap. You can take the subway, which is only 20 cents of a dollar.
I know.
Oh,
I think,
that's great.
Well, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about a couple of other places in Mexico for a moment. Then we'll come back to Mexico City, if it's okay, Sylvia.
Yes.
Some of my friends and I, last June, went to a place called Isla Holbox. Have you ever heard of Isla Holbox?
No. Is it in the south part of Mexico?
No, it's about a 3-hour drive north of Cancun, at the where the Gulf and the Caribbean meet. It's an island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no one, even in Mexico, has ever heard of it. I mean, no one.
No, I haven't.
And I've been going to Mexico forever. I mean, for 50 years in Mexico. And I heard about it a year ago, December. And so several of us went down, and we chartered a plane to go from Cancun. It's only a 20-minute plane ride, but it's a 3-hour drive. And so we went by plane. And the thing that's neat about Isla Holbox is Isla Holbox, is we swim with the whale shark, and there must have been 15, 20 of them, all 25 to 40 feet long. And you go in there and swim with these huge monster things in the ocean. And with the stingrays. And then we walked along in the water along the coast with hundreds and hundreds of pink flamingos. Just right there with you. And they have thousands of pelicans on Pelican Island and all over. It's a magnificent place to go for about a week. There's some bad things about it. The mosquitoes are astronomical. But if you take the mosquitoes spray, that's great. And it's a very expensive place to go. So no one's ever heard of Isla Holbox. And so if anybody wants something different, to swim with a whale shark, and they take you about, hour and a half out into the ocean, and then you just put on the snorkeling gear and you swim right with them, just within inches of them. And they're 25 to 40 feet long. And another area go ahead, Sylvia.
No. You continue.
I wanted to mention Isla Holbox as another option. And another place that a lot of Americans do not go is down to San Cristobal de la Casa. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, in Chiapas.
Yes, down south of Tutliki Tierras. And this is a very old colonial town up in the mountains, just real close to the Guatemalan border. Cobblestone
Yes. Street,
absolutely magnificent place to visit. And go ahead.
Yeah, that part of Mexico is incredible because you have the rainforest. Everything is completely green, and it's kind of wild. You can find, like, you have never seen, especially insects.
And I
have seen the most amazing insects there because it's so, the life is so, I don't know, like, the vegetation is so big and so close, and it's a pretty cool place, and it's very humid, though, but
I know.
But it's...
The interesting thing about it also is there's no tourists. You just
tourists
down there. And you don't know that you're in Mexico. And what we did is we rented a driver, and we went from San Cristobal de la Casa to Palenque. And it goes
Yeah.
We drove it in one day, stopping off at several waterfalls. And the next day, go ahead.
The Agua Azul waterfalls?
Yes, yeah. We stopped there. And then the next day, we took a two-day trip down to Bonampak. Most people have never heard of this ruin. You can drive into it, but you have to walk 10 kilometers into it and 10 kilometers back with this little mine with a machete hacking the way through to clear out the jungle. And it's beautiful. Absolutely, the preservation of it. Beautiful. The original painting and art inside the temple.
Yeah.
And then we go down to the Guatemalan border and get in the boat for an hour, and we went to Yaxchilan. Have you heard of Yaxchilan?
Yes, Yaxchilan. Yeah, it's another archaeological site.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And the Howard Monkeys are up there and carrying on. Fabulous, fabulous trip. Most Americans have never heard of or have never done. And it's done as a two-day trip from Palenque, or you can do it as a one-day trip if you get a plane. They'll land you in Bonampak and then fly you to Yaxchilan and then back. So you could do it easily, not easily, but one day, or you could overnight or whatever you want. So that's another area of Mexico that a lot of Americans and most people in the world don't know about. And
Palenque, I think it's one of the most beautiful archaeological sites that Mexico has. And it's very well developed, and you have like a town in the outside of the ruins where you can stay and eat and enjoy a trip. You have like rivers around where you can go and swim. You have to be very careful because of the wildlife that there is over there.
I know.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they have these tiny monkeys called sarawatos, and they are very, very short monkeys, but they make a sound that resembles a lion or like a jaguar.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
And you hear them, and you really believe that you are like close to a jaguar or something like that. They are tiny, tiny. It's tiny, like probably like 20 inches the most.
Oh, really?
And they do this like huge or like very loud sound, and it's pretty funny because the first time that I heard them, I thought like, is there a jaguar really close to here? And then we were told that these were the monkeys, and then I saw the monkeys, but they are like tiny, tiny monkeys who make this loud sound, and it's really fun to be in the like in the forest, hearing these animals. It's pretty cool.
I know, and so many people just don't take advantage of it. Most tourists will go to Mexico, and they will go to the famous towns as we discussed earlier, like Cancun and Acapulco and Mazatlan and Puerto Vallarta.
I know.
Towns that are wonderful.
Yes, I know. Have you been in Veracruz?
Yes. And you know, nobody goes to Veracruz, do they? I mean, no tourists. You just never see any tourists in Veracruz. And it's a fan. Tell us why you like it, Sylvia.
Well, I like the port of Veracruz, mm-hmm. Which is in the coast, and they have a fort that was built in the colonial times. It was one of the first forts that was built in Mexico, and it was around 1600s when it was made. And a cool thing that you can visit there, if you like fish and sharks and things like that, and if you don't want to go out and well, they have an aquarium.
Uh-huh.
They have an aquarium there, and it was built recently, like within the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty modern and it's very big. And you pay like $5, and you can see this this variety of fish from the ocean, and you can see very big fish. A big tank where you can walk underneath it, so you can see the walls are made of glass, so you can see through them, and you can see all kind of sharks and all kind of fish there, and it's right in the port of Veracruz, and it's a pretty interesting place. It is very well maintained. And it's modern. It's very new, and I loved it. When I went there, I was amazed by the sharks and the fish, because some of them are huge, and I didn't know that you could find so big fish.
Yes, it's probably the best aquarium in all of Mexico. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's probably the best, and you can eat very good food, like seafood in Veracruz, and since it's very close to the ocean, it's very cheap,
mm-hmm.
which is another.
It looks like we have a caller here.
Oh, okay.
If I patch
no.
it in, I think they'll ask a question. Okay, a travel advice question. Okay, let me. Okay, hello, caller. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you? This is
very
Dave.
Fine. How are you?
Good.
What can we do?
How are you? Yeah, do you have a question about a travel-related question, Dave?
Well, I actually have a specific question on Mexico. I am from Vermont and have always thought about visiting a community that I've heard of a few times, San Miguel de Allende.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just curious. It was so long ago that I read about it and learned
mm-hmm.
about it. I wonder if it's still interesting and vibrant. I heard it's got a jazz scene. Quite a few art galleries and things.
Uh-huh.
It's still a lively and interesting place to go. Or,
well, Sylvia, have you been there?
Yes,
no.
And that you know,
mm-hmm.
one of the most beautiful places in it is in a state called Guanajuato,
mm-hmm.
and this has very colonial looking places, and it's very pretty and it's very well alive, and you can travel there to San Miguel de Allende, and also there are some other towns around which are very interesting for your trip. And in this San Miguel de Allende, it's a very touristic place. You can find old haciendas, which are these old houses. They are really big, but they are very they were remodeled, so now they have spas and hotels where you can stay and relax and enjoy your time there. You can walk around because the city is very pretty, and you can
very
buy
compact.
Very yes,
very, very small.
But you can it's small, so you can make several trips to other places, but they are very interesting. You can go to Guanajuato, mm-hmm. where they have these festival during October, and it's a very big festival, and it's to dedicated to Cervantes, the writer from Spain,
Cervantes.
Who wrote Don Quixote de la Mancha. So they have this festival, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's in Guanajuato.
And how close is that to San Miguel de Allende?
Probably like a couple of hours. I
yeah.
don't think it's more than 3 hours
right.
far. You can look at a map on the internet, and it's pretty close. Like you can go back and forth in, like travel to Guanajuato 1 or 2 days and go back to San Miguel de Allende.
And I wonder, what city would you recommend to make the flights through? Would it be Mexico City? Would it be Monterrey? I get confused when I look.
Oh, go ahead, Jillian.
Another state that it's called Querétaro, and they have an airport too. And Querétaro, it's within 3 hours from Guanajuato. Or you can travel to Mexico City and then take a bus to San Miguel de Allende, and it will be like a 4 or 5 hour trip.
And much of that trip is a freeway, so it's
yes.
And
an advantage of Mexico City is that the buses that travel from city to city, they are pretty comfortable, and they are.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, so there's no stigma associated with riding a bus.
Well, now you have to be.
No.
You've got to be careful in Mexico City. They've got several classes of buses in Mexico.
Yes.
And you want to get on first class or the deluxe bus. It's even better than our Greyhound or Trailways here. It is wonderful.
That sounds fun. So fly into Mexico City and maybe take one of the buses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And while you're there, there are several towns that are right there. And we've mentioned San Miguel de Allende. Now, San Miguel de Allende is the most famous one. And it has a lot of Americans living there. And I don't want to use the word touristy because that's not quite the word, but it's very Americanized. You'll find Americans owning shops and restaurants and art galleries. And very Americanized. It's beautiful. It's a wonderful place to go. But I would recommend maybe staying in Guanajuato and going down San Miguel for a day. Or if you're going to be there like a week, stay 2 or 3 days in San Miguel and 2 or 3 days in Guanajuato. There's some other towns nearby like San Luis Potosi. Potosi, I think that's right. And they're all right there, sort of, within a few hours. I really need to see all of them. Most people will go for like 10 days and stay in that colonial part of Mexico. They're all different. Don't you think, Sylvia? Each of those towns is very,
yes,
very different.
Yeah, and do you know what?
You go ahead.
What time
in Guanajuato?
Oh, go ahead.
What was the question?
What time of year is the best to visit that region?
The good part about all central Mexico is that the weather, it's warm all year round. So if you want to avoid like rainy season, it will be between June and July and September and October. The rest of the year is really good to travel. Maybe during December through February, it will be kind of cold. And during summer, it will be really hot. But it's not extreme like temperatures that we have here in the United States.
Because of the elevation.
So,
they're high,
yes,
in the mountains.
It's pretty warm all year round. I would recommend going during summer, but any time it's a good time to go because it's not extreme weather.
Be sure to take a sweater or a light jacket because at night it drops. It gets cooler at night most of the year.
Because of the elevation.
Yes. It's like coming out to Colorado or even in Vermont. Then you go to it gets cooler at night.
Yeah.
Some of the like snowing areas get a little cooler than Burlington at night. So you'll want to do that. But I think you'll absolutely love those places around San Miguel. Just remember, Guanajuato is not quite as touristy. And the reason you go to Guanajuato is because of this alley, the streets. You just wander and wander and wander. Didn't you find that, Sylvia?
Yes.
And the streets are just fabulous.
And then you mentioned Guanajuato, and then there's a third community you mentioned.
San Luis Potosi.
C-O-L-U-I-S-I. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They're all right there in that area. You can find them on a map, and you can drive between them or take a bus, as she says. You don't want to drive in these towns. You'll regret the day you did that.
That is what I was going to ask next, is whether to rent a car in Mexico City and perhaps drive it to the area.
No.
But it sounds like the first class or deluxe buses from Mexico City and then spend the time in the beautiful area.
Well, it's very difficult in these towns to find a place to park. Because the streets, some of them, are so narrow you can't even drive in them. And you just walk. Don't, did you find that out, Sylvia, also?
Yes, and especially in Guanajuato, the streets are very, like, complicated. You will get lost really easily.
Oh, will you ever? And that's why you just have to have time just to get around, because you'll never find your way around. It takes you several days.
But you can walk. You can walk anywhere.
Yes.
So
and you need to walk.
And it's a nice walk. And
yes.
Another town that I would recommend, like, really fast to go, it's not a touristic place, and maybe it's not that pretty, but it's León.
León?
Like Lion. León, like L-E-O-N. And in this place, you can find all kinds of leather products. You can find shoes.
Oh.
You can find purses, wallets, belts.
So shopping, then. That sounds fun. Yes.
Yes. And do you know what? It's very, very cheap. And all the town is dedicated to leather, so you can find, like, hundreds and hundreds of products, and they are really, really good quality, and they are very cheap, and that's very close to Guanajuato and to San Miguel de Allende. And you can buy gifts for everyone.
Now, what you may want to do is you can fly nonstop to León from, like, Dallas and Houston, and you may want to fly into León and use that as the airport, because it's not far. It's just a couple of hours from all these cities. And and it's a good location. You can rent a car if you want, but as Sylvia said, there's only two ways to travel Mexico in most parts. Now, you can in Baja, you can in Yucatan rent a car, but in central Mexico, the only two ways I recommend is that you rent a car with a driver. Don't drive one inch, because you'll never find your way around, or you'll get lost, or if you have a wreck, your name is Mud. Mm-hmm. And the other way is have the buses. The buses are very good if you get the first class ones. Make sure you don't get the local.
I never would have thought of that. And so just to be sure, you're looking at a first class or deluxe.
Right.
And yes.
The idea of flying into León, I never would have thought of that either. So
and that's a
really
great,
appreciate
great
those. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you so much for the advice.
Well, don't hesitate to email us if you have any more questions.
I sure will.
What's our email address, Chris?
Oh, it's Travel Advice Show, all one word, @traveladvice.com. And you can email, and then we'll send you more information. But yeah, it's Travel Advice Show, all one word, @traveladvice.com.
Well, I'll say ciao, muy amable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gracias.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for calling in, and I'm glad you're listening. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's great.
But
another.
Go ahead, Celia.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to mention that in Mexico, in all the states and most of the cities, they have fairs where you can go for 2 or 3 days and enjoy rides and also several products. For example, in Guanajuato is this festival that it's dedicated to Cervantes.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, plays on the streets, and they have music on the streets and food and all kinds of shows and meetings and music, and it's very, very interesting, but it's also very crowded.
Yes.
But you can find... Yes, and you have to book, like, several months ahead.
Right.
Because hotels are, like, all full, and there is craziness going around. And another thing is that you can find these festivals or fairs all year round in different places. And there is, for example, in Mexico City or in Estado de México, which is pretty close, you can find this fair dedicated to horses or another fair dedicated to strawberries.
Mm.
So you can find all kinds of products that are made of strawberries. There is an ice cream fair where you can find, like, ice creams made of avocado or made of tuna or made out of cactus. And as well as like roses, like the flowers, you can find like ice creams made out of that. And they are pretty interesting. Go like one day and walk around the fair and find like handcraft objects, like all these traditional objects, folk art that Mexicans do. Buy them there, and you can enjoy like ice cream in the wildest flavors that you can find.
Oh. Very interesting. That sounds great. I would love to sample some of that. Yeah. Really good.
Definitely different. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I have had the rose one, and it's okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
How fabulous.
Well, yeah, you know, guys, it looks like we have like a minute left or so of the show. Is there anything that we would want to maybe recover or just some highlights, you think, that our listeners would really want to, you know, some good advice about traveling to Mexico? Is there anything?
One thing we ought to mention before we end is Mexico, particularly for North Americans, is noted in the past, especially about Montezuma's revenge, about getting sick. And in the resort areas, you don't get it. Doesn't happen as often as it used to. Now, you still need to be a little careful. Drink the bottled water, and be careful with the ice. But it's much safer. The last maybe 5 years that I've been going to Mexico all over. So you don't let that be a determining that not to go, because Mexico is one of the most fabulous countries in the world, and it's so different, isn't it, Sylvia? Each area is so different.
Yeah.
From weather and food and people. And culture, just everything.
And food. I like eating a lot, so you can find food. You have to be very careful where you eat, because you can get sick.
Yes, you can.
But if you eat in like well established places, you will be safe. And food is really really good, and it's different in each area, so you can get to try like very different flavors. And it's very cheap. Anywhere is cheap. And you can enjoy all kinds of fruit, which is really good.
Delicious watermelon and cantaloupe. And the exotic fruits are wonderful.
Yeah, and if you haven't tried the cacti fruit, in Mexico it's called tuna, actually. But it's from cacti, it's delicious, and probably you would like to try that. Just like as an experience from Mexico.
Fabulous. Well, Sylvia, it's great having you as our guest. We appreciate it
very
much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Sylvia, right. Thank you. Yeah, what is our topic? Come on any time and talk about Mexico.
Yes.
Of course, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, just invite me again.
Oh, sure.
Well, Chris, what's our topic next week?
Next week, it's kind of a little bit different than Mexico. We're talking about Antarctica, actually, next week.
Okay. All right.
So we'll discuss Antarctica. Have you ever been to Antarctica, Sylvia, before?
No, I haven't. I wish I was.
I know. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, I've been there 5 times.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to – we'll talk about when to go and what to do. And so it ought to be very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia, again. And everybody out there, that you can email us, you know, at our email, traveladviceshow@traveladvice.com. And then also you can call in. This is a live show here, so you can call in at 646-915-9715. And thank you for the caller, David, there, who called in and wanted some great information about Mexico there, and hope, you know, it sounded like we gave him some good ideas, and that's great. And so I'd like to thank Solitude Ski Resort here for letting us use the wireless for the internet here, because I'm at Solitude right now skiing in Utah, in Salt Lake City, Utah here, and I'm at the hotel lobby with my laptop and everything, and so it's
And
it's
I'm at Vernal.
Oh, you're in Vernal, right?
I'm in Vernal, out looking at the dinosaurs.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. Yeah, we're all. That's great.
Well, we'll see you next week.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. And thank you, Sylvia. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good week.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.